This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha, welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I'm talking about sanctuary trauma and anxiety. So this is when safe spaces turn distressing. But first off, I want to thank Karen for sharing her story with me and this term of sanctuary trauma. I had not heard this before, so I had to do some real life digging, and lo and behold, yes, this is very much, I knew, like, when you understand what it is, you know that it's been happening, but I hadn't heard this term for it before. So I thought we would start today's show with the quote, which is from Peter Levine. And I want to say that if you are interested in healing trauma or learning more about trauma, I highly suggest that you read Peter Levine's book that is called Waking the Tiger, Healing Trauma. It's an awesome book. It will really help you understand trauma. Now, this is, I think it was written way back in 1997, I believe, and I pulled my copy off the bookshelf to remind me so that I could put a link in today's show notes for those of you who might be interested in learning more about trauma. But let's continue on here. So what Peter Levine is saying is going to be really important. So here's what Peter Levine has to say about trauma. Trauma is perhaps the most avoided, ignored, belittled, denied, misunderstood, and untreated cause of human suffering. Again, that's from Peter Levine. Now, this is important because you can see where this will fall in and be important around this sanctuary trauma. And that term was developed by Dr. Steven Silver. He says sanctuary trauma occurs when an individual who suffered a severe stressor next encounters what was expected to be a supportive and protective environment and only discovers more trauma. And that's the end of the quote by Dr. Steven Silver. So I bet that you might have had this occur in your life or have encountered this, where you are in a bad place, let's just put it that way, and you go for help, and you think you're going to get help, and you are traumatized yet again by the helper or the helping situation. I have to take a deep breath here because it's a horrible thing to be traumatized on top of your trauma. And I have experienced trauma, and you probably have too. And it can vary in degrees, and what's traumatic to one person may not be to another. And we need to recognize that trauma is subjective. And believing people who have experienced trauma is foundational. It's what we need to provide trauma-informed or compassionate care. It's what we need in this world. And there are many benefits to providing or receiving trauma-informed care, both professionally and personally. This is why I have often thought of trauma as always being in the eye of the beholder. If someone comes to you and they have been traumatized and they are talking about it in that manner, even if you can't imagine it or feel it, it may not have been a trauma for you, but it is for them. And we need to hold that compassionate peace for them. So let's look a little more closely at what trauma is. Richard Hilton in Brains Magazine, that's B-R-A-I-N-Z magazine, he posted, "Trauma refers to an emotional or psychological response to an event or series of distressing or disturbing events. Trauma can result from various experiences, such as physical or emotional abuse, accidents, natural disasters, or witnessing violence." End of the quote by Richard Hilton. So let's define sanctuary now in a psychological context, because that way we'll be getting it all out here. Sanctuary often refers to a safe and supportive environment or a space where an individual can find comfort, security, and healing. Creating a sanctuary can be an important part of the healing process for trauma survivors. It is so important to be able to have some place in your life that feels like a sanctuary, especially if you have recently or are dealing with trauma in your life. I have found the beauty of today's sponsor, OneSkin, to be, first off, how easily these products work together and fit into any skincare routine, including mine. Next, the medical-grade ingredients in the OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer, and right away you're going to feel your skin softer and more hydrated. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm excited to share with you OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging. OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. I'm excited to share today's sponsor, Prolon Life. If you have ever considered water fasting for the incredible health benefits, you are going to love Prolon 5-Day. Thousands of doctors now recommend Prolon to support healthy blood sugar and cardiovascular health. Prolon Life is a plant-based nutrition program. It nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. This induces autophagy or autophagy, the body's internal cellular repair and recycling pathway, which has been linked to improved health and reduced disease. Its scientific formulations provide precise macro and micronutrient ratios that provide the maximum amount of nutrients the body will allow before triggering its nutrient sensing pathways, otherwise promoting growth and accelerating aging. Right now, Prolon is offering the Anxiety Coaches podcast listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/ACP. That's Prolon life.com/ACP for this special offer. Prolon L Nutra. That's prolonlife.com/ACP. Now, betrayal can cause psychological damage because it violates a person's trust and a sense of security. And when someone close to us or someone we are putting our trust and faith in betrays us, it can challenge our beliefs about the people and the world around us, and it can shatter our sense of safety and security. This can lead to feelings of hurt, anger, and confusion, and a complete loss of self-esteem and self-worth. Betrayal can also create lasting emotional scars and make it difficult for a person to trust others in the future, leading to long-term psychological damage. So I see this sanctuary trauma as a betrayal. That's why I wanted to bring up betrayal. When we are betrayed and have no recourse, no way to escape, our fight or flight response definitely kicks in. And I'm thinking of even situations such as being in a doctor's office. Perhaps you're in an exam gown, or maybe you're just alone in the room with them. You could even be on a video appointment with this perceived authority figure that you went to for answers, for support. You went with a sense of trust and looking for security, and they come off as dismissive, condescending, gaslighting, or outright bullying you. This can feel like a betrayal, as your mind tries to make sense of their response. The mind wants to find a place of safety, so it starts looking all over the place. And as it continues to search for safety in this no-escape situation, it may begin to shut down, as the anxious mind will do. And at this point, you have been not only not helped, but you have been hurt. Perhaps traumatized. So sanctuary trauma refers to this psychological harm that can occur when a place or a relationship that was meant to provide safety and protection instead becomes the source of trauma or harm. The effects of sanctuary trauma can vary depending on the individual and the specific situation. Like I said, what someone might describe to you as a traumatic experience or situation may not have ever brought trauma into your life. It's very individual. Or someone may be living in something that looks totally out of control to you and traumatizing to you, and they may not, in reality, be experiencing trauma. It is very individual and specific to the situation. But I want to talk about some of the common effects that we can get from this kind of trauma, sanctuary trauma. The experience of the trauma in a supposed safe place can result in feelings of betrayal, anger, fear, and shame. So this is emotional distress that is coming from this sanctuary trauma. The sanctuary trauma can undermine our trust in relationships and make it difficult for us to form healthy connections in the future. And as you know, as we've talked about here many times, that's like the cycle continuing. We are perpetuating the anxiety, the trauma. People who have experienced sanctuary trauma may turn to drugs, alcohol as coping mechanisms. This substance abuse and then perhaps even addiction can cause much more harm in the future. So you can see this trip down the wormhole is getting deeper and deeper, further and further away from being healed, being able to feel secure. Sanctuary trauma can lead to a range of mental health problems, including anxiety, depression, PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, and exacerbating any other mental health issues that the person may have already been dealing with. Obviously, if you had been anxious beforehand, you are going to be triggered at this point and feeling very unsafe in the world, causing your brain, your mental health issues, to be on alert, for that amygdala to be scanning the horizon continuously. It's also important to note that physical health problems can be affected here also. The stress and emotional turmoil associated with sanctuary trauma can also have physical consequences. The person may end up with headaches, sleep disturbances, chronic pain, things they can't really put their finger on. Same thing with the mental health issues. It may be like, I don't even know what's going on. I'm like, okay, everything's all right here, right now, because once you've left that doctor's office or whatever the situation was where you went for help, I'm saying the doctor's office only because this is what was brought to my attention. You can be then not even in the situation. In your conscious mind, you're not thinking about it, but it is stuck in your unconscious. This is where these times where you feel like your anxiety is coming out of the blue, or these physical health problems or bodily sensations that you get with your anxiety seem to be popping up out of nowhere. Again, they don't pop up out of nowhere, but they may not be in your conscious mind, but they are in you. They are in us. And as these things bubble up, this is our opportunity to deal with the thought or the emotion or the sensation and let it go, not adding more to it, not being afraid of it or panicking that where is this coming from and there's nothing wrong with me. Just being with it, noticing it, coming to neutral with it. But we want to know if we have experienced sanctuary trauma, to be aware of it. I can't stress enough why writing these things in a journal can be so helpful. And you may even want to highlight certain words or situations so that you can go back and look and see what is going on that I might be struggling with. Maybe you had a situation that was related to this type of sanctuary trauma. And then you can begin to realize that you might be having increased anxiety. You may be feeling depressed or all of a sudden having PTSD that you're like, where on earth did this come from? Or it could be, again, the stress of your physical health problems popping up again. Because the stress and emotional turmoil associated with sanctuary trauma can have physical consequences. Again, many people talk about getting these weird headaches. They don't know where they come from. Stress and headaches, very related, right? Chronic pain or these pains or weird things that are happening to us that you go to the doctor, you may have even been to the hospital, the clinics, whatever, and they can't quite pinpoint it. Well, then you may want to start seeing if you have some more stress that needs to be processed, to be brought up out of your subconscious and let it bubble up and be with those sensations, those feelings, those thoughts without adding more to them. It's important to note that everyone experiences trauma differently, and the effects can be long-lasting, and they can be profound. Suppose you or someone you know has experienced sanctuary trauma. In that case, it's important to seek help from a trusted person. They may or may not be a professional, as it may be difficult to trust easily another professional at this point. So reach out to a trusted friend or a partner to help and support you as you begin to find a helpful professional. So here are some places to look for healing sanctuary trauma. First off, of course, therapy or coaching or whatever professional that you like to talk to. Talking to a mental health professional can help you as an individual process your feelings and thoughts and to work through your emotions and develop some healthy coping strategies. Again, you may not feel like jumping from the frying pan into the fire, but maybe with talking with a friend first or a coach or your partner, maybe that can help you begin to tell the story and get confident so that you could talk to a mental health professional about it. You could also look into support groups, like joining a group of people where they are supporting each other who have experienced a similar trauma can provide a sense of community and help you as an individual feel less isolated. This is the beauty of groups, is understanding that you have peers, you have others in your world that are going through the same thing, and we do help each other on the way out. Mindfulness and self-care would be really important here too. Engaging in your self-care activities, and these are like the basics. Make sure you're covering the basics, such as your meditation. It is a basic and it should be done daily, along with your exercise and your good nutrition. Make sure you are drinking enough water. You're not ignoring yourself, going to bed at a decent hour and getting up same time every day, and filling your life with some joys and hobbies. This can all help reduce the general stress in your life and improve your overall well-being, so you have space for these strange traumas that come up in life. You will be able to handle it. You could also work on building a strong support network. Having a network of friends and family who provide emotional support can be invaluable in the healing process as you are going through it. And finally, and last but not least, is forgiveness. Forgiveness, forgiving those who have betrayed your trust can be difficult. I understand that. But it can also help release negative emotions and reduce the power that the trauma has over your life. You can do this. I hope that this show has been helpful for you. And if you have any experiences you would like to share with someone, you can send us an email at anxietycoachespodcast@gmail.com. I love being here with you, and I hope the rest of your day is peaceful. And now for today's quote. Trauma is perhaps the most avoided, ignored, belittled, denied, misunderstood, and untreated cause of human suffering. And that's from Peter Levine. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.